All right, time to hit up the contest recording. This is Wing TF McAllister. You know, first I have to say that I'm a little disappointed with the shit that I have received this round. You know, I wanted something that would blow me away, and there was not a single score that broke 11 points. And that might sound ridiculous, that might sound crazy, whatever, but I have to say I wanted to see more. The biggest problems that I saw included, but not limited to, people who gave me shit in the past produced things in this round that were very similar to shit that I've already seen. And that makes me sick. It's not easy to maintain interest in an author when you see repeated works that are very similar in feeling to shit that has been submitted in the past. And while each contest, in a way, is an isolated event, that's not possible. There's something called causality that, you know, maintains an impression a person has of an individual over the course of time, all that glorious good shit, whatever you want to call it. I wanted to be impressed. When you come back, if you keep coming back, please try to make an effort to show me something different, because if you get to a point where you show me shit that is similar in character to things from the past, it will make me far less interested. Another issue was, people sent me stuff that really wasn't geared for the proper audience. You know, I'm a fan of people writing for their own agendas, whatever they want to write. You know, you write for you. But at the end of the day, if you send in a piece to a contest, there needs to be at least a little bit of thought put into what the fuck are you writing about, and does it make sense? Will it interest the people who are going to read your work? If it doesn't, then you've sent your piece to the wrong venue and you should probably reconsider. And there were a few of those in this stack that made me go, why the hell is this person wasting his or her time sending shit into me when it's pretty damn obvious that I'm not gonna give a flying fuck? Aside from that, your typical issues, grammatical mistakes, whatever you want to call it, personal opinions on my ever-favorite subjects of contractions and parentheses, and we'll get to that later, but, you know, at the heart of this issue is nothing really gave me an impact. There were, however, a couple of pieces that made it really close. But whatever, I'll hit the list up first. Bohemian, I'll start with you, because your critique is right here. Personally, I think your poem could have been better. Relative to the pieces in the group, it was marvelous. It had an existent bite, but I wanted it to be more. God damn it, when I say I want bite in a piece, I mean I want you to dig in and rip the fucking flesh off the reader. If you don't do that, you're not doing enough. You know, I understand that, you know, there are people who like reading that pansy-ass crap all the time. I, unfortunately, am not one of those individuals. If you send something into me, I want it to blow my fucking mind. You also fall into the category of people who utilize my favorite distaste, the parentheses in poems. And I've probably been over you with this before, and my logic is the same. There are more elegant things that could be used, and in my opinion, when you throw in parentheses into a poem, it separates that element from your work and says, ah, you're not relevant. Now, that might come from the fact that I am a scientist. And as a scientist, whenever you come across something in parentheses, the first thing you do is ignore it, because it generally is useless information. So that might have a lot to do with it, but that is, you know, that's just something that you have to deal with. Broken Back Exodus. Oh my god, hope lives. I think your piece could use some editing work. Fortunately, it's that little, you know, tweak up that could easily take all problems away with just a simple read-through. Your beginning was a little weak for my taste. I like, you know, impact woven in with brilliance. However, near the end of your poem, it just screamed, "I have potential, read me." So you need to capture the elements in your later stanzas and apply it to your whole work, and that will help you step it up. Time to scroll through my Word file. Ashuri! Look at that, I actually attempted to say it for once. Ditch the brackets. Completely unnecessary. As usual, though, you brought me a piece that packs the grit, and for that, I thank you. But I couldn't help notice that little feeling in my soul when reading this one. It's to you. It feels like you. It doesn't feel like... It doesn't provide me the feelings that I normally get when reading a work that you write. Normally when I read your work, I'm surprised. I'm surprised to see that it's different. I'm surprised to see that it's refreshing. It has that, you know, edge that I'm always constantly bitching about. It has it. And this one had it too, but it felt familiar to me. And it was that familiarity that took away from your work. And when that happens, it affects my entertainment value score. This obviously nothing like this is ever intentional, it just happens that way. But I think you seriously have to read this one over again and, you know, take a look at this comment and see if it actually makes sense to you or not. But to me, this piece, it was like you pulled it from a playbook. And that kind of hurt inside, you know? I felt it. I felt it in here. Keep the edge. I want to see something refreshing again. Ivy, I know you write extremely well. You've come around here many, many times and have been a part of this contest since before it was even recognized as being a legit contest at all. But I'll be honest with you, I really didn't see the point to this piece. It wasn't edgy, and it didn't produce anything that I could take away. You know, I think as a fun piece, as, you know, hell, maybe even a children's story sort of setting. I'm not a children's story based on the words, but you understand. It's just not meant for me. It's not meant for my taste. It's meant for someone else. And perhaps in that more fun environment, the piece could survive. But for me, it just wasn't my style of piece, and there were careless errors that should have been corrected. I mean, like, crap that F7 would have picked up, which is always a big no-no. I want spice. And at the end of the day, when I read this, it just came across as too damn bland. Must scroll through more words. The Xanatos 13. Prepare for incoming harshness. This one lulled me from paragraph one. I give you credit for putting action, but your sentence structure did not captivate me at all. And I'm sure that you and possibly others in here want to know why. And that is because your sentences are redundant, and you consistently use what I call a sentence template. Go back, read your first paragraph aloud, and notice how you follow the same fucking format over and over and over again. It's the clause-ing clause. Every single time. Blah, 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 something, blah, blah, blah. And you try to start with an impact, and that's great. Impact is a multifold monster beast that depends not only on the plot that you provide, but on how you relay that plot to your reader. So, if you give me something that is repetitive, eventually it puts me to sleep, and I just say to hell with it. And that is exactly what happened. Also, when you write with all cap sentences, it screams noob, and you probably shouldn't do that. And you also need to go back and look over other capitalization things as well, because there were a few things that I didn't think should have been applied the grand cap lock, but whatever, that's just me. I think you have provided a decent plot I thought your story was interesting, but at the end of the day, that repetitive sentence format just drove me fucking crazy. X-Wind, X-Wind, however the hell you say your name. This piece had so much potential, but in the end, its potential was pissed away to the demon toilet known as boredom. Your opening was so tremendously slow that, in all honesty, I should have just stopped reading after a few paragraphs. I applied the grand old publisher-editor motto, whatever the hell you want to call it. If you give me something and I'm not interested after the first couple paragraphs, I just stop, because there's no point. If you can't hook me, no one is going to be hooked that goes to read it on a site. That's just logic. Some people dislike that method. I don't really give a shit. However, in your case, I actually wanted to see what happened. And your vision had promise. It really did. But your start was bogged down by all this description and no action, and that just leads to a large population closing the damn book before they even get to the fucking good part. So go back, look at your beginning, and say, what can I do to spread this description out with some action? Action, action. People want to see shit happen, and if you don't have that, they're gonna get bored. Bang, boom, bam, it's me. Anyone could have written your story. That's the biggest problem you had. At this point in my running through works, I'd yet seen any piece that captured my attention, and yours fell into that category. It didn't captivate me. It might, you know, fly in a group of friends, casually jamming, whatever, but it's not something that represents a masterpiece work. Spelling and balls count. You misspelled future and were afraid to write fuck. That's pretty bad, and it sums it up right there. If you can't bring yourself to say and write what you want to say, then don't even put it in at all, because it's not useful. Savalus 99. Sorry if I fucked that up. Individuality is great if you spell it correctly. I get the barely clever wordplay on words and rules of grammar in this poem, but it comes off as completely idiotic and without much point. Maybe there's potential buried under there. I don't really know. It's possible. I mean, if this was some sort of clever play and you were trying to be sneaky and crafty and whatnot, then yeah, I believe you can write something that is decent, but there wasn't a point behind it. There wasn't, you know, that punchline to make it all worthwhile. So at the end of the day, I will recommend the great bumper sticker Reload and Try Again. Little Dark Angel. There's only one thing that is worse than an overly depressing story, and that is an overly depressing story that is cliché. Seriously, I knew the ending long before I even got there. There was no building of suspense, no hope for the reader to cling to, absolutely nothing. The biggest problem I see in a story like this is that authors think that readers will give a shit about their characters after only a page. We don't! We don't feel any attachment for them. I don't care that this person is bleeding to death in the woods. I don't give a fuck! The whole experience is just plain old inconsequential. I will walk away and never think of it again. And trust me, I read your piece a week ago, and I barely remember any of it. I'm reading this off of fucking notes. You need to give us time to meet your characters and walk in their shoes. If you did that, then this piece would have been great. If you gave me a little backstory, if you gave me something to go off, if you gave me something that said these individuals are worth giving a shit about, your piece would have been sweet. But you couldn't do that. And that just equals wasting time. On the plus side, though, and this is a big, like, triple plus, A double plus shit, the things you wrote could be visualized. And that is the strength that you need to use in the future. I can visualize what the hell you were talking about. And if all the writers that came in this contest could do that, then we would be a hell of a lot better off than where we're at now. So thank you for that. But please realize that you have, absolutely have, to give an opportunity for readers to get to know your characters. If you jump to death right away, we don't care. F, your piece lacks the punch. You are entering a contest with a judge that has dealt with shit, fireworks, and just about everything you could possibly think of, and you present something that wouldn't even qualify as packing peanuts. There are parts, and there are, this is good, I just said it, that left an image in my mind, but it was just such a fleeting image, like snapshot that just appeared and disappeared, that it didn't paint the masterpiece. It didn't say, here is Wing's canvas, I will paint brilliance on it. And if you did that, you would have done a lot better than you did. You know how I work, you know how I operate, you've been here before. I was a little disappointed. Alright. So now we are left with Snarf and True Whisper, and here things get interesting. Snarf, I will start with you. Several things that I see wrong with this piece. First off, there were some sentences that just made me write what the fuck in the margins, which is not a very good thing. You know, some weird, I don't know, awkward mistakes. Maybe you were writing what you were thinking and it got jumbled up. I don't know. I don't know what the hell happened, but you need to edit the shit. But the bigger thing in my mind is that having taken a class on nuclear proliferation and the bombs of World War II, you miss some shit. And I can't help but get the feeling that this was kind of turned into some sort of like political sort of scheme crap, but it neglected some important information. For one, the bomb was not detonated over Hiroshima in the air to kill as many people as possible. I mean, it's true, they definitely did use it because the pressure wave was maximized at that altitude. But I got news. Had it been detonated on the ground, there would have been just as much damage as there was. The real reason why they detonated it in the air was because when you detonate a nuclear weapon in the air, you minimize the fallout by a lot. In fact, you minimize it by so much that for about 40 years, they didn't even do any studies whatsoever on the nuclear fallout because it was just assumed not to exist. Of course, then they found out that there was a crater and it, whatever, produced some fallout that drifted all over the damn place. But in the end, they did it so they wouldn't end up with a fucking site that was radiated for, you know, the next 15,000 years. So from a physicist standpoint, that was kind of suck. On the other hand, this piece was fucking awesome, and it was interesting, and it kept me entertained, and I read it all the way through, and I was just going like, oh, snap, she finally brought it. Actually, that's a good question. Is Snarf a guy or a girl? I'm gonna find out. The glorious thing about being online is that I could just look shit up. And I've never bothered to look. I just kind of assumed, hey, person named Snarf. And a slightly feminine looking avatar. Well, whatever. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever. We're all good. Back to the point. So I thought that this piece was interesting. And I thought that you absolutely described some things. Oh, like the whole, you know, charred remains being burned into shit, which is true, and I was glad to see. It was a great graphic element. But to be honest, I wanted it to be turned up just a little bit more. I wanted more. I wanted, you know, fuck, describe the organs boiling out. I mean, you mentioned it, but give it to me. Give it fucking to me. I want it all. I want the full fucking condiments on the damn burger. I want it all. The whole shit. And had you given me all of it, there wouldn't be a tiebreaker. It would have been just damn obvious. So now I must go down to True Whisper shit. Scroll through the pieces. You know, Whisper, when I saw this long-ass piece, I figured that I was destined to hate it. Normally people give me these long-ass pieces, and I'm just like, oh god, I have to force myself through this garbage. But then something interesting happened, and it's actually amazing, is that I read it all the way through. There are elements of this work that I did enjoy. I felt the plot was sound. The grammar certainly wasn't perfect, but once again, as what happened with Schnarf, I feel like if you just read it through, you'd catch everything and it would be fine. The glorious thing is that this story is a good read, and I can remember it. In fact, I can remember both of yours, which is just almost miraculous. But your biggest flaw, I think, was the short, quick sentences. I'm not a fan of that. I'm more of a fan of spreading the wealth. And there were a few areas that had glorious description. It was written out. It was well thought. And I thought, if you spread the wealth and put it over your entire piece, it would have been a big plus. On the other hand, it's a bigger plus when a story keeps my attention. Now, this is where things get interesting, is I've had to narrow this down, because there have actually been four people that had the same score, and I've kind of narrowed it down, and I'm sitting here, and I've pretty much been juggling between these last two pieces. I have Schnarf, and I have True Whisper, and both of your works have elements that I kind of dislike. I feel like you could have gone all the way, you could have taken the grammatical elements to a new height of almost perfection, or whatever the hell you want to call it. I feel like in some cases the edge could have been increased, there could have been more graphics. It's really hard. I almost feel like maybe I should just release this recording and take some time to think about it. Now, on the other hand, maybe I'll just be nice and I'll give you both prizes, because I can. Maybe that's what I'll do. Okay, that's what I'll do. I think that works for me. So, people have heard what I've had to say. I pretty much say the same thing every time. It's kind of funny. But that's all there is to it. I will give my warning, the same spiel I always give. This is my opinion. What I feel about a person's work is not absolute truth. And I absolutely fucking hate it when after this recording goes up that people, you know, they'll send me fucking PMs and they'll be like, oh, what did I do wrong? Can you pull up the exact space? Maybe come and work with me, blah, 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 blah. It's, no. I don't really have time for that. And if I did, it would be awesome. But I don't. I can try to explain things as best as I can, but you need to remember several things. One, this contest is free. And you're not charged anything, so don't either feel like this is the most glorious day on earth because I said your piece was great, or don't feel like it's the end of the world because I said your piece sucked, because quite frankly, I'm just one fucking dude, and to get all bent out of shape over something like that is just dumb. Also, I hate it when people complain. I don't like complaining. You know, it goes back to the whole this is free thing. Take what I said. I know I have a tendency to deliver things in a harsh and sometimes unhelpful manner. That's just the way I am. If you want some sort of clarification, by all means, shit. By all means, feel free to ask. But I'm not going to go crazy out of my way to, like, receive your work again and go through it, like, with a fine-tooth comb. I don't have time for that garbage. In fact, I've already done it. And these were the notes that I wrote down while reading your works. So, I mean, this is pretty obvious shit, but I always feel the need to say it because there's always some dumbass who decides to, you know, throw some sort of passive-aggressive hissy fit in the thread and make a big deal out of it. So I don't think that's going to happen. I don't foresee it happening. But whatever, I'll say it again just because it's damn fun. And that said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!